This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Air traffic controllers have been in the news a lot recently, so today we're talking with Doug Church, spokesman for the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, for his take on recent reports of sleeping controllers and the FAA's decision this week to add an extra controller for the overnight shift at 27 towers. Okay, so Doug, why don't you give us your point of view, or NATCA's point of view. What's been going on here the last few weeks with controllers being caught napping and the FAA response?
Well, the FAA response yesterday was exactly the right response. We totally support the actions that were taken or are being taken by FAA Administrator Babbitt and DOT Secretary LaHood. It's an important step forward. It's not the only step, however. These are issues that involve fatigue, professionalism, our standards, which are extremely high. So there's a lot of components to this that we're going to be addressing proactively and collaboratively with the FAA moving forward, beginning today and into next week. As you saw from the press release yesterday from the FAA, they announced that there will be a call to action next week that will be led by Administrator Babbitt and NACA President Paul Rinaldi. They're going to be touring some facilities. They're going to be getting the message out to all employees, all controllers, about these issues, the awareness, getting better training, and talking about our responsibilities, the standards of professionalism. And to kind of piggyback off of that, we're going to be doing our own education of our membership about fatigue issues. One of the things that we've been working on actually for the last year and a half has been the issue of controller fatigue. This has been a chronic problem through the years, as it has been for pilots as well. The NTSB had recommended several years ago that we work with the FAA, and under the current administration that is happening. We have a work group dedicated to fatigue mitigation that's been working with FAA fatigue experts for the last year and a half. And we have come up with some recommendations, 12 of them actually, that we've presented to FAA leadership that they're considering them now. This is an important thing as well, that it's not just staffing, it's not just putting an extra body on the midshift, which is a good thing, obviously, we've been calling for that. But it is much more than that, and it is about personal responsibility, and it is about ways to mitigate fatigue. And we'll be looking at all of those things as we move forward in an attempt to make sure this does not happen again.
And why do you think this has been such a problem recently? I mean, has something recently changed, or is this just a weird coincidence?
I think it's mostly a coincidence as far as some of the things that have happened recently. This is obviously a longer-term issue that didn't just come up. Fatigue has been a problem, especially on the midshift. These are, let's face it, this is an unnatural time to work. I mean, anybody who does these types of shift work, whether it's doctors, firefighters, nurses, controllers who are, by necessity must be 24/7 operations, you have to deal with that. It's a part of the job. You know it when you sign up to be a controller or a firefighter. You know that you have to train yourself to do that and to overcome the difficulties that go along with, regulating your body and your circadian rhythms and all that. There's a specific science dedicated to fatigue and sleep and sleep disorders even that obviously we've looked at very closely the last year and a half in the FAA. So it's about understanding, the issues. It's about how to mitigate the fatigue and overcome the challenges that fatigue presents to you as you try to do your job. And, we accept the fact that it is a 24/7 operation, and we have a responsibility to be completely alert and fully professional at all times on position. And that's something controllers take pride in, and the vast, vast majority of our workforce nationwide does do an exceptional job of doing those things all the time and acting professionally. These incidents are not indicative of the full workforce, the control workforce. We do have a great safety record, and we don't want to lose that. And certainly we are taking every step now to make sure that we don't.
Okay, now the FAA said yesterday that they'll be putting extra staff on 27 towers. Is that virtually every tower that has a midshift, or is that just a selection of the towers that they felt needed it?
27 represents the number of towers that were left in this country that were still operating with a one-person midnight shift, which is generally, as you know, the about 11 p.m. to 6 or 7 in the morning. So those were towers that range in size from the large ones like San Diego, Sacramento, Reno, of course, as we know from yesterday, Manchester, New Hampshire, Duluth, Minnesota, all the way down to lower activity towers. Sanford, Florida is one of them, but that's not really low activity. But my point being is those were places that did have one-person mids that no longer will have that. Again, that is a good step. We obviously have been calling for that well before this latest spate of incidents, and it is a part of the puzzle that the FAA has solved now.
Now, do you think that's a reasonable long-term solution, or is there technology now where a lot of these low-activity towers really maybe could be shut down overnight?
We don't believe that's a good option. Where the towers that we do have personnel and conduct an operation 24 hours a day, we do believe it's important to have a controller there to ensure safety and to clear those runways and surfaces and make sure that it's safe to land and use the airport. We do believe that the current system of having a staff tower is the best one, the safest one. And the additional personnel to ensure that safety is going to help, we believe. But like I said, it's just one of many things that need to be done, and we take the whole picture, not just focus on that one thing. If I'll add, I mean, the general aviation community, it relies on us at all hours of the day, commercial pilots as well, but particularly for your audience here on AvWeb. I mean, we take our relationship with the pilot community, especially in the GA community, extremely seriously. You know, there's a trust factor there that we're going to be there for you and your pilots. When you need us, we will continue to be, and we're going to get this solved.
Okay, well, thank you, Doug. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that we are taking this entire situation, you know, very, very seriously. This is a reflection on us, on our credibility, on our reputation. We want to be the safest, the best system in the world. We believe we have that, but the only way to maintain that, you know, is to raise our level, raise our performance to the bar that's set so high for us, and we're going to get there.
This is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb. We've been talking with Doug Church, spokesman for the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.